Hi, welcome to today's episode of So What's Up. Today is a ad hoc episode that we've decided to record at the end of another podcast called 20 Years and Counting. So at the end of our previous podcast we recorded, we were just discussing what else we'd want to talk about, and one of the guys mentioned that it's actually been 20 years since we've all been working together, and it would probably be an interesting topic of a podcast of how the hell are we still working together after 20 years. Rich, go for it.
And how do we still look so good after 20 years?
I think we all look better.
Well, I look better, if I'm honest.
I don't. I think we need to put photos on and then we should
do
that.
I currently look like an egg and about 60 years old.
We'll have to do some before and after photos to go with this one, I think.
We have a quality picture from me and you in the newspaper from back of the day where it looked like...
Rich marketing
duo opens sweet shop into marketing shop.
I think that's more... Like that. I think that's more of a panic now, seeing Rich with hair. It's unusual.
It's very, very odd.
That's the only thing you've got on me, guys.
It's not the same
person. Everything else. I'm like a fine wine.
Not the same person.
Oh, brilliant.
Got better with age. So 20 years, guys. We've known each other 20 years. It's been a beautiful relationship, don't you think?
Well, it would be. Until, apart from this week, Mike told me I don't appropriately emotionally support him. Because I wouldn't could drive to his house to fetch him to take a car. Yeah. But, you know, apart from the small...
My job, to be fair.
Yeah, I think your emotional support has been lacking this year.
I apologise, Mike.
But it's forgivable. I think it is interesting that, you know, we're doing this for how many years and we all remain somehow uniquely...
Well, we don't hate each other.
Yeah, we don't.
Should we actually rewind back?
Well, now you say.
If we rewind back and explain to the listeners the relationships... And who
I think, yeah,
which relationship
start,
started first? Yeah. I believe, is it James and Mike met at an old IT distributor?
I think I knew you first, actually. And then...
I think I knew you first.
Well, obviously. I knew you first.
You did, obviously, outside of work.
Yes. Yeah, but
just so
work.
People know, James and Catherine were...
We're married.
Technically still married.
Well, I think we should title this 20 Years...
How many children? How many
marriages?
Divorces?
How many children? Yeah. And how many divorces?
There are three marriages.
Three marriages, a divorce.
Four children.
Four children.
And then a divorce partway through.
Yeah. Well, still going.
But no, you're actually that. Well, I've known you since I was 19, so that's sort of like quite.
Yeah, shush, that's really scary.
I know, right? But I've known Rich nearly as long. It was a couple of years later because you used to work for the agency that did work for me when I was the marketing manager of Tech Data. And obviously Mike used to work at Tech Data as well at the same time.
Am I the next divorce then?
And then, yeah, obviously.
Yeah. I was going to say, we've lasted longer than your marriage, James.
I know.
That's love.
Okay. Right.
Can I just point out, neither of you had to live with him.
Good point. But anyway, let's swiftly move on.
I feel like I have at times. Yeah, so,
But yeah, it has been a really long time. And I think, and obviously, we used to all work together. And I think, we do say this actually to clients in meetings, we get on because we all work together for 20 years.
So you knew you worked well together before this happened.
Yeah, 100%. And
I knew James was messy and scruffy and would leave coffee on his desk.
I was going to say, didn't you used to leave a week's worth of plates in his office?
We would judge James's, we'd know what day of the week it was based on how many cups of coffee were on James's desk.
Yeah, exactly.
And how many were down his shirt.
Yeah, somebody moves them. I don't know who moves them. Somebody
it's like
them
magic.
Yeah, some magic fairy comes to my office
and
takes
Karen,
the cups.
Wasn't it Karen, the cleaner?
I don't know who cleans them. Somebody
I used
them.
To come in on a Monday and your desk would be nice and clean, and then by Friday it was just full of the recyclable coffee.
Someone takes them away. Yeah, it's how it should work.
What was it, 14
So IT distribution with unlimited caffeine on a vending machine was not a good idea. When you've got cups stacked up, foot high.
They were the good days,
lots of coffee. But again,
Mike's still buzzing now.
I know he is. But it's interesting because actually quite a lot of clients sort of come to us and go, you guys obviously know each other. Like if we go to meetings, me and Mike have done it so long, we can do every meeting almost paint by numbers.
A well-oiled machine.
Yeah, just to the point, we go and they say, oh, do you want coffee? And we both want white with one. Neither of us probably want white with one. But we know how the meeting works.
It's just become a thing.
That's now how you have your coffee.
It's how we have it for a meeting because we know that when we go in, it's easier for the other person then to do that for us. And it's just like an unwritten thing that's developed over the years where we go into a client, we say that it's easier for the client to give us coffee.
We also kind of know how it's going to go usually because we have that many meetings. You can read the the meeting read the scenario. Room. Yeah, read the room.
Yeah, and it's just, we've done it for that long that you kind of know how to do this now. And I think, you bounce off each other, don't you? So, when we all have individual meetings with clients, like me and Rich or me and Mike or Mike and Rich, there's just a rhythm to how we work together that we know what we're going to say. We know what the other person's going to say as well.
Yeah.
So, like, we can...
That's a lot of skill set stuff, though, at times as well. We'll 100%. Sit in the meeting, and I know for a fact James is going on a technical rampage and he continues, and I'll think he's missed his key things. I'll chat about them in a minute. And where before he's even said it, and vice versa, it works quite well. All three of us.
I'll be in the background, and I'll always go, "Well, you've all talked about technical stuff, and you've talked about process, and also, but no one's talked about timescales, timelines, and deliverables." And I'll always have to finish on that point to make sure that
we're a good combo. Yeah, it's worked. Yeah, I think it's worked well for 20 years. Things have evolved somewhat,
and then we'll all go to CAF saying you've got to sort that out financially.
And say, "Well, what did you agree?" Oh, I don't know. Ask him.
Yeah, James did.
Excellent.
That one. So
we did
get it right.
Yeah, we did. But I mean,
some of it's in writing though.
But on the whole though, we don't actually fall out that much. I mean, we fall out a little bit, but not very much, do we, overall?
But we always get over it.
I think lately more so because emotionally you've not been supporting me, but
but me and Mike fell out the other day and we sorted it out within like half
an hour. I think that's because, you know, I think a lot of people when they're in business, if business owners are listening to this and you're working with a friend, I think you've got to look at why you got together in the first place. Because you obviously had an idea, you're in a vision, or you're good at what you do and you've worked with your friend well. I think it's never too easy to, you can forget where you started and you forget why you got involved. And I think what we've always agreed on is that we're all good at what we do. We all know where we want to go. And we do, you know, we do like to have an easier life than give ourselves stressful situations. And I think we all know that. So if Rich, if you're having a hard time, I know I'll give you more work to make your life even harder. So,
but it is interesting. So, I think when people come into the business as a new member of staff, and then you've got like your core four people who've been here like essentially from day one and know each other for 20 years, I think sometimes it's a bit hard coming into that dynamic because it's like, oh, God's sake, Mike and Rich are falling out. Okay, give them a bit of space.
So to someone else, that might look quite worrying.
Yeah, they don't necessarily know that they'll get over that in half an hour. That's the thing. And it's, I come in and we have to explain. Yes, well, Catherine's my ex-wife and I still work with her. And it's
we had a new member of staff and he introduced me as that, and I'm like, make him awkward on his first day.
Try explaining that to my friends outside of this and understanding the dynamic that's going on here.
Yeah.
So it's
you feel like your parents.
Well, I feel like the best way to describe it is if you get the EastEnders script writers and they basically that's what's going on. So
It keeps it interesting.
I'm saving the divorce papers for Christmas Day, EastEnders style.
I've done that bit already. It's not going to work.
Where's the murder?
I find it like you've done a great job working together. So like me and Mike, we finished the day. We go back to our families. You work with and live with, or used to, should I say, worked with and lived with each other for a very, very long time in some really stressful long days as well. So
definitely,
we used to start at 6 a.m. finish at 10 a.m. Sometimes I get in the morning.
I did finish 10 a.m. You're right.
10 p.m. Yeah, you switched off then. Had a little nap. But like 10 p.m. we'd finish. Some days I'd get in. James would be there. He'd get in. I'd
and it wouldn't stop when we got home.
I'd probably
be phoning him.
You've got nothing else to talk
emails
about.
It took James a long time to get out of the habit of answering emails 24/7.
Oh, God, I don't do that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, looking back, you go, why did I do that?
It's not healthy. It's not healthy. No. I think as you mature, you learn to work smarter rather than being exhausted and not working at your potential. Yeah. You learn and also prioritize. Like little children come along and all of a sudden you realise, actually, I need to spend some time with them.
It's like I've always said is that work with people that you want to work with because they understand your situation. You know,
the fact that we still want to work together.
Yeah, I think that's
it's amazing.
Sometimes.
Yeah,
but to be fair, we used to always get, didn't we? When we were together and married, like, oh, I don't know how you can work with her. I couldn't work with my wife or whatever all the time. But
to be honest, we never really fell out. Smug about it.
Yeah. We never actually fell out, though, at work, to be fair. We've never had really issues with it.
And we always used to talk about work at home as well.
Mike was always the counsellor in the middle.
Yeah,
but it was.
Back in the day, we had Mia. She was premature, so she came along a little bit earlier than expected. But she came to work with us every day. I've got photos of Rich.
Yeah.
You know, Rich would feed her.
Yeah.
We had one of those little baby carriers, and he'd walk around with her to give us like time to do whatever we needed. Yeah, and
I remember that.
It's scary, isn't it? When you think about it,
and Rich's dog as well. So it used to be three of us: a dog and a baby.
Yeah.
Oh,
in
Shadow.
A tiny little office.
Yeah, forget Shadow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not going there.
With a sweet shop.
I think, but it's the unique thing is what it it transcends into with from a relationship point is that we all get each other. So it's like we always say our what makes our business different and stuff. There's lots of business out there, but we all understand each other's weaknesses. We all understand each other's working methods and stuff. So when a customer comes in and sort of says, what does separate you? Well, actually, there's a lot of businesses out there that always try to stand above the crowd. Where we stand above is that we're true to our word and we're honourable and we do what's right. But we're all good friends and we get on with that. And we always say that we want to work with people that we want to work with. And that's likewise with how we work ourselves.
And if we didn't get on, if we were falling out, then it just wouldn't work, would it?
A big thing for recruitment is because, like James brought up earlier, is bringing someone new into the organisation. How do they understand the dynamic we have? Me and Rich have a heated discussion. You always get that when you're making management decisions and various bits and bobs that involve other people's lives. And
because we don't always agree.
Yeah, we don't always agree. And normally I'm always right. But what you've got to understand is that what that is because we've got those values instilled in us. That's what we fight for, is that we do the right thing. Yeah. And we know at the end of the day what the right thing is for the business to do for the customer.
Well, you're not here for yourself.
No.
You're here there's a core team here. There's four families.
And that's part of my worry.
Everybody else that works here.
We've grown over the years and we've recruited lots of new staff. And always my worry is that you're bringing someone into the organization that doesn't have that same sort of mindset. You've got to welcome that new breed, that new blood, because you've got to evolve. But it's how you manage that onboardment to make sure that they gel well with the team, they don't upset the team, but they also understand how we work.
Well, it is very twee, but it is like someone adding to your family, isn't it? Because
I always try to avoid the family situation.
I know, but I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah, it's a difficult one because, we all have our own families. But it's
work family.
Work, as my wife calls it. My wife has incredibly good friends with her.
Well, my work husband.
She works for a large banking corporation and, they're thousands and thousands staff, but she calls them work friend colleagues. So she spends a lot of social time with them.
Yeah.
And but when she's in the office, she only has that micro sort of situation with two or three of those work friend colleagues that she calls them. Whereas here, it's sort of we all, one of us could be absent, but we all know we're
small enough to know what's going on, aren't we?
We get it. And I think it is like 20 years of persistently putting up with each other is that we've all come to the point now is that I don't think we're all going to get rid of either of us. So.
It would be very strange.
We've been through so much together, like personally and with our families and then with the business, winning awards, for example. I always remember like every single one of us.
First
it was the most exciting
amazing.
Thing and so surprised. And then continue to win awards over the years. It's just, it makes all them really long hours and stressful days worthwhile.
And even when you're out and about and someone says, where do you work? And you mention the name, I've heard of them. Mm. That's like, we did that.
I think that was just a very quick sort of last minute podcast idea. But I think,
this is where James goes into his conservative voice.
It's my wrapping up podcast.
You can all go to sleep now.
I think would any of us recommend working with people for the same amount of time? Probably, to be honest. I think it's.
But again, it's not for everyone, I imagine.
And I think there's a lot of businesses out there, a lot of business owners, management structures. If they listen to this or not, is that they may be in that same situation where they do work their friend and they have that begrudgment issue or they have those issues going on. Is that they're always workable, but you started for a reason. Revisit that.
Remember
why you're doing what you do, and there's a lot of things you can think of on that.
Well, thanks, guys. And if anyone listening, we're back to normal service of boring podcasts about marketing stuff on the next episode.
Or if you want more of this, just hit the likes button.
If you get more likes, you get more of this. If you get less likes, you get more of the... I think we need more excitement. More talking about Google Analytics.
Because I've talked about bringing in cameras into the studio to see the daily life of the studio.
We'd get arrested.
And we're actually, we're all quite amusing, so maybe we should do some of the nonsense.
I am, to be fair, I would say you are, All right, thanks, guys. And hopefully everyone keeps listening to our podcast. And if anyone needs anything, drop us an email at hello@somarketing.com.